As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a show me showdown. Hope we're going out loud and strong this morning. Been having technical difficulties in the first few moments of the broadcast for the past couple of days. But we got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Do be a part of it. Welcome to our Thursday, November the 19th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local. We come to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, always that, hard facts, certainly. And we might even talk about some solutions today with our returning guest, independent researcher Vicki Davis, as we continue tracking this pathological technocracy emerging as a new global order. It's going to be an open lines, open minds rant Thursday, so feel free to dial in. Let your fingers do the walk. And if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become a vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out once again to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls are welcome. Market manipulators are driving up the U.S. dollar index. As a result, gold retreats into the $130 area. The markets are awash in red ink on an uptick in the U.S. dollar. We'll talk about that briefly in our market report. Liars figure, but the figures just don't lie. Computers, like them or hate them, all that and much more with our guest Vicki Davis. And of course, your calls are welcome. Let's go to that market report for Thursday, November the 19th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading off $5.60 an ounce at $137.80. And Bloomberg said $1,139.20. So you pick the number you like the best. Silver at $18.38 is trading off 18 cents in early trading. Platinum down $6 as well at $1,435. Palladium loses $2, trades at $367 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far, $1,132.10 for a low, $1,153.90 for a high. At $1,137.80, your gold is up $403.10 year-to-year for a 54.85% return on your investment in the precious noble metals. London gold fix this morning. The boys in London set the price at $1,136. We're trading just above that now. In the Dow, traded closed off yesterday 11 points at $10,426. The NASDAQ closed off 11 as well at 2,193. The S&P 500 down 1 point, closing at 1,110. The crude oil lost 51 cents. You can see there's a sea of red ink here. The crude oil lost 51 cents, trades at 79.07 a barrel. In the USDX, up 39 basis points. Can you believe it? Up 39 basis points, 75.14. We'll be right back.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, November the 19th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Visiting again today with Vicki Davis, but before we go to Vicki, let's finish up that market report for Thursday, November the 19th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we find gold trading off $5.60 at $1,137.80 an ounce. Silver off 18 cents at $18.38. Really strong play steal for silver. Platinum lost $6 in early trading at $14.35. Palladium was down $2 at $367. We find that crude oil is off 51 cents in a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma. It's trading at $79.07. And the U.S. dollar index bumps up 0.39 or 39 basis points at 75.46. That rolls over into the foreign exchange rates. We see red ink all the way across the board there. This morning, the Canadian dollar drops 62 basis points, trades at 94 cents U.S. The Mexican peso loses 30 points, down at 8 cents U.S. The euro loses 60 basis points, drops below that $1.50 level, and still stands at $1.49 U.S. The British pound, $1.66, it's losing 66 basis points against the dollar, and the Swiss franc losing 71 basis points, lost another penny, now at 98 cents U.S. The gold and silver ratio stands at 61.92 to 1. It takes 61.92 ounces of silver to get you an ounce of gold these days. The bond market continuing to decline in the two-year. We see the yield on the two-year treasury at 0.71%. The 10-year stands at 3.34%. The 30-year at 4.27. So the numbers are stacking up fairly well in the 10 and the 30, but we're continuing this downward slope in the two-year yield on the treasury, the bonds. In the mortgage market, the 15-year mortgage is running at 4.56. Again, we're seeing an upward tick in that 15-year mortgage. They're getting more expensive. They're withdrawing credit on the 15 years. It's at 4.56% this morning from 4.52 a month ago. Of course, you're going to have to pay points and origination fees on top of that. The 30-year mortgage is down just a tad. It's at 5.03%, down from 5.07% just a month ago. With all of that, that's your market report for today. Let's welcome back to Become Vocal Local our dear friend and almost co-host here, Vicki Davis. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will. It was a good morning until I woke up. And I woke up to a disaster. I had to reload my operating system. I'm getting pretty good. I'm getting pretty fast. So, but I don't have the materials ready for today, so we're going to have to wing it.
I think winging it will be just absolutely fine, folks. Your calls are going to be welcome throughout this Open Minds, Open Lines Thursday. Our telephone call, our numbers again are 866-841-1065. You're welcome to call in. Maybe there's a question you've had for Vicki for some time. You want to bring it up, or myself. Feel free to do that, or any other topic that you want to bring up. We're just going to rant and rave a little bit here. Here's an article, Vicki. You're not the only one that's plagued by computers this morning. This is new news right off of Bloomberg. The FAA, that's the Federal Aviation Administration, says flight plan system disrupting airline operations in the United States. Now, before you get your tinfoil hats on, hang on to your seat there. Let's just listen to the article. It's brief. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating delays with a system for processing aircraft flight plans, disrupting operations across the country, said Laura Brown, an agency spokeswoman. The FAA is investigating the cause, she said. Travelers, in the meantime, should, quote, expect some delays. I always like that, some delays. It's like, you know, some assembly required when you get this cheap Chinese plastic crap in a box. You bring it home and you need to bring in your entire toolbox, you know. Yeah, right. They sent you the parts, but you're going to have to figure out how to put it together. Anyway, travelers, in the meantime, should expect some delays, Brown said in an interview. The FAA still has operating radar, thank God for that, and contact with airplanes, she said. So I guess the radars and the radios are still working, but the computers are down. They're trying to figure out the source of the problem, Brown said. Bad weather in the northeastern U.S. also is contributing to delays. What do you make of that story, Vicki?
It's 911 and there are computer failures. Actually, we did have Y2K. It just didn't occur when we thought it would. It's just been occurring sporadically or spuriously, if you will, over the past number of years.
Well, what this article really pointed out to me, Vicki, is the this idea, you know, computers are fantastic. You know, candy is dandy, but liquor's quicker. Computers are really nice. But at the same time, as we move further and further away from human intellect and capability and become further and further entrenched in this IT reliance, we really become in grave peril. A lot of the people that have been able to sit up there in those towers and direct traffic in the air with just a radar and a radio have developed this new dependence on the computer just like we have. We certainly wouldn't be on air this morning if it wasn't for computers. But they've developed the same kinds of dependencies. And I go up on the market report every morning, and I take these numbers down, the market numbers down, as if they were sent from God, you know. They're just numbers. That's all they are, just a bunch of digits. We copy them all down, and we think about it. We make our investment decisions based on these numbers that are posted on a computer screen. But you could have a 707 coming in the back door.
That's exactly right. And I was listening to an economic report yesterday, or economists, I think it was Paul Craig Roberts. He was saying that the stimulus that the government has been putting on the economy, all these hundreds of billions of dollars, it hasn't done any good. Well, duh, it's not doing any good because they diagnosed the problem incorrectly. If you diagnose the problem incorrectly, then your solution is going to be the wrong solution. And, with pouring money into our economy while we're hemorrhaging jobs and while we're in these international agreements, it's like pouring sand down a rat hole, or water into a bucket with a hole in it. You can keep pouring, but it's not going to hold any water.
We started out this dialogue this week on Tuesday, and folks, if you want to visit with Vicki's website, it's channelingreality.com. You might log on to that. There's some documentation there, and also back on the Thursday and past Tuesday broadcast, where you'll find more to this. But we started out looking at the Office of Budget and Management. Who was that character coming in under George W. Bush's administration? He was looking at the global situation and said, Mr. President, you're inheriting a recession. Well, that recession continued throughout all of the 8 years of the Bush administration, and Jorge Bush handed a depression off to Barry the usurper. So all of this stuff just continues, folks. And we're supposed to believe in green shoots and spurs.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4 GB or 8 GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Animal Farm Radio Show.
This is the greatest show on radio because Pia is on the show.
I know.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
If we returned once again and going into the break, we were starting a little bit about this Congressional Budget Office, Douglas Egan's report, or Eakin Holtz. I don't like those hyphenated names, but anyway, that clown's report.
Maybe he got married?
Yeah, he might have gotten married. I'm telling you, we're upside down and inside out in this generation, but anyway. Yeah, Eakin. I guess maybe that was his wife had a better name than he did, so he decided he'd take on her last name, but... Maybe she's connected, more powerful, but, you know, he was wrong. And we've talked about budgets, the national budget, and how late it was. You know, it wasn't until really 1917, 1920, some right in there, where we started to actually have annual budgets, and we didn't start to create the office under the president to formulate budgets. We were just kind of running blind. I mean, we had no debt. A strong economy and a growing economy. Why budget when you're just, you know, like Scrooge, you've got Fort Knox just filled with bags of gold. But things kind of changed in 1913 and then certainly in 1933 when FDR declared the bankruptcy. So now we've got hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands and thousands of people working on these budget numbers. And one of those people long term down the road was none other than Paul Craig Roberts, Vicki.
Well, he was an assistant for the Treasury Department, and he is credited, which I don't know, I call that a dubious honor, with being the father of supply-side economics. And the way I understand supply-side economics is that basically he reversed economic thinking, you know, a full-throttle reverse, rather than looking at the price side, you look at the supply side and you lower prices by increasing the supply. And how do you increase the supply? You open up your borders, right, to imports.
That's so, you know, that's exactly right. And in all of the studies that I have here, I never come across, Vicki, in any of the encyclopedias or in any of my old textbooks, the phrase stated this way, supply and demand. It's always demand and supply. And as I've said many times on this broadcast to our listeners on this and other networks, when I reduce down and after having studied for these past, well over 5 years, Agenda 21, the program of action for the 21st century out of Rio de Janeiro, the Earth Summit, I reduce down sustainable development to one word, and that is demand. You've got to continue to create the demand in order to have sustainable development. And so, when you get into this idea of supply side economics, and you get away from the price theory, you get away from demand and supply curves, you've got yourself a real problem if you're continually producing more. We've even heard that from Bucky Fuller and others. There wasn't any problem throughout the industrial age into the machine age. Production wasn't the problem. We had an superabundance of resources, and we're going full tilt boogie, bringing in the railroads and the shipping lines and lanes and all of that and opening all that up. Supply wasn't the problem. We could make things until the cows came home. But the real problem was getting people to go out and buy it. And it's not just Ma and Pa America getting their Zenith black and white cabinet television for the living room. It's everything, all the way down to all of the governments of the world. How do we get the people in the world to buy aircrafts and military hardware from our industrial and military complex? We have to generate the demand, so we have to go around fomenting and agitating wars. But continue with your thread. You were just getting into old prune face, as they call them here on Oracle.
Well, I don't have much more to add to Paul Craig Roberts, except that that's my understanding of supply side. And it was a way to kill the unions. I don't know if you remember, but back in, I'm sure you remember, what am I saying? Back in the Reagan days, the whole goal of the administration was to kill those unions. And boy, oh boy, did they do it with supply side economics. And, you know, it I believe it was the beginning of the end for this economy. Because, you know, when you use external supply to lower labor rates, to, you know, increase profit margins of corporations, basically that really is a war on the people in your country. And what we are living through now that I've called a war in the context of everything else is a war on the American people.
Well, absolutely. The Reagan administration was a real bad time, a bad memory, if you will, for me. I know everybody likes to think of him as the great communicator. I like to remember him as the great communitarian. I also remember him from the streets of Berkeley and San Francisco and all of the handbills that were stuck up on telephone poles as Ronnie Rayguns. You know, he was the guy that said, you know, well, if they want blood, then let them have it. You know, and shortly after that, the Kent State Massacre occurred and things like that. We went from police, you know, coming to the anti-war demonstrations and protests, dressed in their blues, carrying hickory sticks, you know, to these full-body plexiglass shields and the full coverage masks for their heads and stuff like that, and the use and deployment of tear gas, dogs, water cannons, and, you know, water hoses and everything else. That whole time period shifted, where the police basically started to just turn on the people. All of that idea of the free speech movement, the anti-war protests, etc., that really started it around. But what really did it for me, Vicki, was having, you know, carefully saved up and worked hard for years. I was in the process of buying homes, buying houses, remodeling them, and either renting them or selling them. And I started in the process. I got a general contractor's license. I became a realtor, selling real estate. And the interest rates under Reagan just started to escalate and escalate and escalate to the point where they were well over 20%. I could list a house every day of the week. I could go out, and I was, as a matter of fact, for a while, the top listing agent in the North End Brokers Association. I had more listings than I knew what to do with. The problem was, Vicki, is we couldn't sell any of those. And unfortunately, I couldn't sell the remodels that I was doing either. And so I'm sitting here in this precarious position where I just couldn't get, I couldn't capitalize. Not at all.
Yeah, I know. I pretty much was able to stay ahead of the bulldozer until the year 2000. That's when they finally got me. but, you know, going back to the government and their statistics, contractors have taken over the compilation and reporting of statistics for the government. And what they tried to do is to create a psychological economy where everybody, you know, we'll just tell you the economy's booming and you'll be happy, even though there's no money in your pocket to go buy groceries. You won't know. You won't be able to figure it out. And that's what they thought.
Well, when we come back on the other side of the bottom of the hour break here, Vicki, I'm going to go into an article off of Bloomberg this morning. Folks, you can find it for yourself. It's a lengthy article. I might share some or most of it. We can talk about it for a while. But it's this OECD doubles the 2010 growth forecast, recovery to widen. I keep seeing this all the time on the news that we're hearing about things unexpectedly happened. Experts say things, you know, it's always unexpected. And then we keep hearing about this recovery. You know, we're in recovery. Well, I'm here to tell you folks that without some meaningful increase in the number, the amount of production in this country, when you see numbers like productivity reports that come out showing that we are having greater productivity and you're still seeing a continuing escalation of unemployment, then what you really know is that in order to become productive, the company had to sack its helpers, had to get rid of its labor. It's the only thing that you make a lot of money. We'll
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. The call-in number, folks, if you'd like to exercise your power of free speech, you still have it here, 866-841-1065. And in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in toll-free from there, of course, Austin, nowhere else, 512-904-8014. But getting into this Bloomberg article a little bit, it's rather telling. You know, we understand that liars figure. They use figures, too. But the figures really don't lie unless they've been fudged. So let's look at this a little bit and understand it from that context. This is off Bloomberg. You can get up on the website, their website this morning, www.bloomberg.com, and see it for yourself. The OECD doubles 2010 growth forecast, the recovery to widen. Of course, the OECD is the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. And they doubled their growth forecast for the leading developed economies next year and predicted a further acceleration in 2011 as China powers a global recovery. Now, folks, yesterday I shared with you information in regards to the Maersk line with the largest global shipping company in the world. You know, that's what it's all about. They're the container. They have over 530 vessels in their fleet, and they're looking at maybe 2012 or later before they can even begin to operate at a profit. They have a lot of their ships idled, standing by, running at slow speed, etc. So when you hear from this Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development that they're doubling its growth forecast and that China is going to power a global recovery, you've got to put your thinking cap on. It goes here, the economy of the group's 30 member countries will expand 1.9% next year and 2.5% in 2011, the Paris-based organization said in a report today. Output will contract 3.5% this year. The OECD, which advises members on economic policy, forecast 2010 growth of 0.07% in June. Now, here's a quote. This from Jorgen Elmeskov, the OECD's acting chief economist, and he said in an interview, "We now have numbers that support a recovery in motion." Vicki, we now have those numbers.
Yeah, I have a comment.
Yeah.
All right. If I average my income with Warren Buffett's income, I look pretty rich. I mean, I'm feeling pretty good looking at that average.
Yeah.
But it's in the individual. And, you know, reports coming out of computer systems are only as honest as the people who are programming the computer systems.
Well, give us the old adage. What is it? Garbage in?
It's not. Garbage written produces garbage out.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Let's go to a caller, our favorite caller in all the Oracle system out there, Snake Man Jeff Snakey. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm doing really well. How about yourself? How is it in balmy Canada this morning?
Balmy is the word. It's about probably about 30, 35 degrees this morning here in Montreal. So it's a little chilly, but we're Canadian. We can take it. How about you guys down there? We're talking about the weather.
Yep. I'm doing quite well here. It's a nice and sunny morning in southwest Missouri. It's a sunny morning. It's running around 40 degrees, and I'm standing here with a coat on.
It's not bad here in Idaho. It's kind of nippy, but, you know, not bad. Can't complain.
Idaho, the best potatoes in the world. Hey, listen, I'm just looking at Vicki, you mentioned that a lot of corporations or private industry has taken over government departments in terms of statistics. Two questions. Would that apply to the CDC as well?
Yes. Well, the CDC is more closely affiliated at this point with the WHO because they are the liaison agency. I don't know if I'm saying the relationship exactly correctly, but I know that they are working more closely with the WHO, the World Health Organization, than with our government. They're kind of external to our government at this point, I think, my opinion.
Okay.
Does that answer your question? I mean, that's why.
Sure,
that's
that answers.
Go ahead, Snake Man.
Yeah, that definitely answers my question because, you know, to give you a perfect example, as I was listening to the show, I'm just sort of having a coffee, going through some of the news, and, you know, one of the stories that I like to follow is this total sham on swine flu. And, of course, I'm reading a story from the AP medical writer from Associated Press. Just this ties into your example, Vicki and Will, about false data and false numbers and how they sort of try to seduce us with these numbers, put us under their spell. It's reminiscent, I'm sure you will agree, with what they did in 1984, where there's a scene where they're sitting at the luncheon table in the mess, and they're talking about the chocolate rations have gone up. the chocolate rations are going up, and the gentleman that's responsible for printing that that propaganda or that false information is sitting right at the table and knows full well that the chocolate rations aren't going up. They're actually being going down. So I look at media as just one big Orwellian cabal, if you will. But going back to this one false number here, in the AP article it says that, and I quote, this is so amazing. She says that a total of 800 people were killed with SARS, by SARS. And so I thought, well, that's not quite accurate, because according to the World Health Organization, the total number of deaths in China, or excuse me, in the world, were less than 100 people. As a matter of fact, according to the WHO's own statistics, it says that a total of 495 deaths were reported. So,
yeah.
I mean, just another example.
Go ahead.
Ah, it's so frustrating. Go ahead.
Jump in, Vicki.
In a lot of these statistics, you know, you don't know what they're including in those deaths. Like, for example, I think I've mentioned this before. My grandmother died when she was, I think she had just turned 94. She smoked. They put as one of the causes of death the smoking. So she would be included in the statistics for smoking-related deaths. Well, no, she didn't die of smoking. She was 94 years old, you know. Her organs failed. They were old. But, you know, that's how they mess with the statistics.
Well, you know, we heard that. We've even played it on air for the listeners, the benefit of the meetings that Catherine Sebelius and Janet Napolitano and the guy that was the director for education and others that little shrimp of a doctor from New York, you know, and they were out there beating the drum for the H1N1 virus and the all of the precautionary measures that need to be taken in that regard. But they were basically, from my listening to that and watching them, they had no substance to their discussion. It was form only. And so what they were trying to do was to encourage the media and the officials in present listening to that presentation that it was absolutely important for them to follow the guidance coming out of the CDC so that they could be prepared to deal with this widespread epidemic that they were forecasting would drop right on us on almost a specific date. So, you know, to me, if we allow ourselves to go down the rabbit hole of listening to what the government says as opposed to reading between the lines, then we've made a technical error as researchers. Vicki or Jeff, what's your take on that?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, you've got to apply your own common sense and your knowledge, because you're not getting truth from the mainstream media. You're getting snippets of it, but it's carefully framed. And more often than not, when they are discussing issues, they're really the least significant issue of any issue that could be discussed. For example, CEO pay, you know, for the Wall Street theft and meltdown, and they're worried about CEO pay. That is the least significant issue of the entire Wall Street debacle.
It certainly is, and it obfuscates the real process. But folks, we'll be back. Jeff, stay right there. We'll talk to you some more after the break. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes with your calls.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the Matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Last segment of this morning's first hour of our two-hour broadcast. We've got Jeff from Canada online, Montreal, and Vicki Davis out in Idaho, and myself right here in southwest Missouri. Now, going back to this article again, this OECD doubles 2010 growth forecast, the recovery to widen. Let me just continue that sentence that this Jorgen Elmskvalv, or whatever his name is, posited. He says this, too. He says, it's still a slow recovery because of considerable headwinds from the need to adjust the balance sheets of households, enterprises, and financial sectors. Now, we hear this new word coming up. If you listen to Lee Rogers' broadcast the other evening, folks, Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, he used the term headwinds. I made a note of it on my notepad during that broadcast. And so now we hear all the way across the world in the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, they're using the term headwinds too, but look at the way they say it. It's still a slow recovery because of considerable headwinds. Jeff, when you've got a headwind, your aircraft flies a little bit slower, right? And when you have a headwind in your sailing vessel, sometimes you might even get blown backwards. What do you think?
That's about that? Right. You better hold on tight and fasten your seatbelts for some turbulence, maybe. Again, like you said, garbage in, garbage out with the data. I can no longer go to mainstream media sources as a source of information. It's disinformation, and I was thinking last night that I'm going to try and limit myself to exposure to mainstream media and statistics because it's very misleading and it's hard to do any legitimate quote-unquote research. And it's very disappointing to see that the OECD is doing this. But when I hear words like headwind, it just reminds me, and I'm sure you'll both agree, when we used to hear things like they would describe the economy like they were talking about a patient. The economy is stable right now, but there's still some intensive need there in the economic sector for a transfusion of economic growth. You know, so I guess they've stopped talking about the economy like it's a dead patient or a patient dying, and now they're talking about it in terms of a sailboat.
Yeah, or at this point, I think we're down to toe tags and marble slabs. Vicki?
Yeah, well, those are sound bites, you know, to keep things moving. It's like the new and improved variety. It's like they've moved a notch ahead in understanding the big picture, and now they're really going to be solving the problems. It's a trick.
Wouldn't you agree that wouldn't you agree that it's time to stop using the word? I mean, we do it ourselves in this community as we're relating the news to, or you folks do it as you're relating the news to listeners. You know, we read something and say, this recession continues, may continue for another 6 to 12 months. It's not a recession, is it? It's a depression.
And yesterday's news, Jeff, they're using the word deflation now as well. So, I bring it out just so that the audience can hear a little bit about what's going on. But what I like to call this box that I have over here on my other desk, this is the regurgitorium as far as I'm concerned. I go into the regurgitorium and I take something that'll soil my hands least and I bring it to the airwaves.
You're exactly. So we share the same disdain and for the media and for anything that it purports to be the truth. I am hard pressed to think what we would do though. Lee Rogers would do or Alex Jones would do without the mainstream media. I mean, His whole shtick is based on the lies and distortion of the media. But perhaps that's another distraction for us, that we get so engrossed in looking at what the media is doing and the garbage in the media that we're really not looking at the big picture. And I'm just wondering if I could ask you both, that would be my last question, what is the big picture? What are we missing in the forest here?
Well, as you know, Jeff, the one thing that I advocate more than anything else, I'm a real staunch abolitionist. I'm all for the abolition of the established two-party political system. Understanding that Reuters, he came up with the idea of having the go-to news source, and he had barely started when he got co-opted, I believe, by the House of Rothschild, when he laid his first transoceanic cable across to the U.S., they saw that the beginning of what we now have on the Internet and what we do have on the satellite television, they saw a way of controlling information. And so because I've been aware of this for decades, I take the news with a grain of salt. I don't have a television set, won't bring one into the house. I don't subscribe to newspapers. I don't subscribe to magazines or any of that. I resist everybody trying to, you know, send me clips or get me to watch stuff. The material that I'm dealing with is the stuff that I come up with in my own research. I've got the black and white, as Seth Anthony says, in my eyes. I look at the paper myself. And then I go out in the community right around me, and I see what is really happening. And so I advocate the abolition of the established two-party political system to come back under a system of representative government. Even that word needs considerable definition, and we've done it here on air. But this is the place where I really see the truth coming. When you see people who are just sitting on their porches and there's weeds growing up in the driveway, you know they're not going anyplace. When you go into the grocery store, as I did last evening after doing some laundry, and there was nobody in the store but me, that is an indicator that things are looking really grim and really tough, you know. When you look at the price of tobacco, when you look at the prices on the shelves, I know that we're seeing inflation. So all of those things together, I think that the very best solution is to take this information with a grain of salt so that we can understand the propaganda. And then when we're out and about, Jeff, when we're talking to people, you can start with something that you picked up off the news wire to open the dialogue, and then you can help them to see the inside of that story. But other than that, I don't have a moment to waste on the news. Vicki, your comments?
Yeah, I have a little bit different perspective, and it goes back to, let me go back to Paul Craig Roberts for a minute, what he was saying the other day. He was talking about interest rates and how the Fed was not defending the dollar, allowing, by raising interest rates. Well, he had been watching the hearings on AIG, and there was at one point when Representative Grayson from Florida was questioning Edward Liddy, and he was questioning him on the company's 10K filing. And what he was doing when he went through the numbers, he asked Liddy about a figure that he had in the 10K that if something were to happen to San Francisco, it would cost the company $3 billion. But because of their reinsurance, the company would actually make their reinsurance was for something like $4.5 billion, and so they would actually make $1.5 billion if San Francisco was destroyed.
Well, we can go into that a little deeper. We're coming up on the end of the break, and I want to gracefully close with Jeff.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, Jeff, I appreciate your calling in this morning, and I hope you'll continue to listen. I did catch the Doug Owens, Snake Man Jeff in Canada, and John from Canada Roundtable. That was a fantastic program. I hope you guys could come back and do that again from time to time, because both of you just, I think of John from Canada as he's like the master of the semicolon. There's a guy that can he's a better statesman than most of the statesmen that we have out there. He would make a good attorney or a good politician. He could go on in a committee hearing endlessly as long as he didn't ever get to a period at the end of the sentence. And you have a unique perspective. So I thank you for calling in, Jeff. I'll let you go. We're going to go into the second hour, and we'll pick that thread up with the insurance on the other side, Vicki. So, again, thanks for calling in, Jeff, and I'll say good day.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Vicki. Have a great morning.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So there we go. Jeff from Canada, folks. Snake Man Jeff in the chat rooms, a longtime Oracle listener and supporter, a man of many views. So definitely appreciate him listening this morning and calling in. Vicki, we've got just a second or two before we go into the top of the hour, and there's the break. We'll be back in a minute, folks, with more. There's hour number two straight ahead. Stay with us.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, November the 19th, 2009, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now starting our second hour, we've come to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, visiting this morning with Vicki Davis and our caller Jeff from Montreal, who's now off the line. Folks, the lines are open. If you'd like to call in, your calls are certainly welcome at 866-841-1065, kind of a open lines, open mind Thursday. Vicki, hey, to do that, walk on top of you in the middle of a thought there, but I did want to say goodbye politely to our caller Jeff, a longtime listener to Oracle, contributor to all the chat room chatter, and so I really appreciate him calling in this morning. But let's go back to this idea, this AIG and Paul Craig Robertson, and some of the anomalies that he was picking up on and you were explaining, and recover that turf here in the beginning of this hour.
Well, okay, this was continuing on with this hearing that Representative Grayson from Florida was questioning Edward Liddy of AIG. And the bottom line on it was that through the derivatives market and buying of the derivatives, essentially what AIG did was to insure basically the whole entire economy. And if interest rates went up 0.5%, then that would put AIG and consequently the U.S. taxpayers on the hook for $500 billion for each 1% or 0.5% of interest. So that kind of negates the ability of Bernanke to defend the dollar. If you see what they did, they caught us. They have us in a vice grip. Heads they win, tails we lose. If interest rates go up and they defend the dollar by raising interest rates, then they get us on the backside on these derivatives, where that have been insured. So,
well, the insurance in itself is a big issue, and certainly AIG is a major player in all that. If my memory serves me right, they were inside down, upside down, inside out and upside down in the 9/11 situation too. I believe they were holding insurance on some of those buildings, and that it is to be understood. The idea that insurance companies are just protection against your loss, folks, is far from the truth. If you think about how much quote unquote money has been invested in the insurance companies through policies, premiums, and their own investments, we're talking in the trillions. And so they have a system. To me, Vicki, insurance is like going to the casino anyway. The actuarial is never going to get the thing set up other than in the house's favor all the time. So like the Social Security scam, Medicare, Medicaid, and all of that, insurance, life insurance, casualty insurance, loss insurance, even going back again to the clips that we played, the governor's conference where the member of the travelers, and I don't remember if he was the head of the travelers insurance or not, but he was certainly a representative there. He was there with Janet Napolitano. They were talking about avoidance of repetitive loss claims like they experienced at Katrina and all throughout the southern states in the path of that hurricane. The insurance lobbies are directing a lot of what we get from FEMA. So they're major players.
Insurance, that's why insurance companies have always been tightly regulated, because basically it's just a half step away from a legitimate insurance operation to a racketeering operation.
Which is what we really have today, isn't it?
Yes. And when they set it up so that AIG would make money on the destruction of our economy.
We'll be right back, folks, right after this break. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned again visiting with Vicki Davis, as we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays right here on Become Vocal Local. This is our November the 19th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local for the benefit of all those away at the top of the hour station news and ID and weather break. Vicki, we're talking today about a little bit about insurance and other topics. But as we were going into the break, you wanted to continue on this thread, and I think we should. It's very important.
Yeah, it is very important because if you remember back around 2000, how many large corporations collapsed or, you know, had to file bankruptcy? They were pumping up their statistics. But, okay, now think about this as a strategy. If you are able, you know, through these interlocking boards to get somebody like, say, Carly Fiorina in as the CEO of HP. And what was Carly Fiorina's claim to fame? She had a degree in Renaissance literature, and she met a member of the board somewhere. And basically, she was not a master's of business. She got the job through connections. Okay, now if that person takes that corporation down, and there are people on the other side of, you know, behind the curtain, betting against that company through derivatives, then they've made a lot of money by putting a Trojan horse into the lead position of that corporation. And that's what I think happened really with all of these large corporations that took dives.
Well, you know, you covered some of that when we brought up that woman, Eichenberger, whatever her name was, in that sound clip the other day. And she was talking about this positive mental attitude and the touchy-feely, and everybody, you know, gets around the water cooler in the morning and says their corporate affirmations and visualizes and get their visualization boards out and all that, checks their goal-setting charts and their time management things, and everybody's all just positive, and you just can't say anything negative. And, yeah, you know, the corporate graph, the profit graph is heading for the bottom, but, boy, there's green shoots. You know, we're up against some considerable headwinds, but tomorrow's going to be a better day, and by noon we'll be out of trouble, you know. So all of that nonsense. But you're right, when you bring in these Trojan horses as heads of corporations, you know, I don't know what knowledge that Warren Buffett might have about railways, but he's not in it for the railway. He's in it for, as far as Burlington Northern is concerned, even in the news articles that I've read, he's retaining all of the principals and the engineers, if you will. He knows nothing about it. He's a speculator. He just is like a Bernard Baruch, the teapot dome scandal, and all the rest of them. He's a speculator. And if you're involved in the derivatives market, and I certainly can say nothing intelligent about derivatives, because no matter how I've studied it, I still don't understand what the heck they are, you know. So I ain't going to go there. But with insurance as a racket and racketeering, most definitely, there's lots of opportunity for fraud and all of that. The whole thing goes back to the beginnings of insurance, really, when we think about you've got a caravan and you're going on the King's Highway from Luxor, Egypt, and you're going to go up to Sparta or Athens, or up to make a delivery to the Hittites or somebody else, Darius's camp. You insure that against those turban-headed fellows that might jump up from behind a rock. The idea of getting insurance, travelers insurance, is ages and ages old, and then it would transfer from the land to the seas. You never know, you know, you might spring a leak in your ore boat and go to the bottom with all of your cargo. So insurance has been with us for a long time, and whenever we come across folks, things that have been with us for a long time, you got to know that there are people who have really looked at this for intergenerationally. They've got a corner on it, and so then you can see something like AIG, which basically is a government money laundering operation, in my opinion, a cover group. They're out there sacking and sabotaging other insurance companies by offering cut-rate auto insurance and home loan insurance and things like that all across the country, operating out of their offices on the East Coast. So, so much to know about AIG. I've barely started it, but I think you're absolutely right. When you start having these interlocking boards, it becomes much easier to bring the house down.
Well, and there's something really interesting that I've observed, you know, doing this research, and I include myself in this, but everybody, you get into a groove of thinking, a way of thinking, and this is the way that you think the world is. If somebody, at some point, they pull a switch on you and they go in the reverse, you're not likely to not see it, you know, until it's too late, you know. And in particular, if you use the example of insurance, say a doctor, for example, a doctor gets malpractice insurance, you make the assumption that he's doing his very best not to be sued. But if at some point he colludes with a patient to do something just completely outrageous that is a suable offense where he could lose a lot of money through his insurance, he colludes with the patient, the patient sues, they win, the doctor and the patient head off to Tahiti, you know, and split the money and live a good life. It's that kind of reversal of the norm that is what has happened to our country.
Well, I think we can track some of this back to those out there that understand the monetary system. When we understand how we went under this cloud of fiat currency and that it's a Ponzi scheme from the day one, and we understand that not only is this a horrific fraud against the people, but it has the full blessing and support of the government acting as trustees in bankruptcy, Congress whores, the president's office, administration. They're all involved in this scheme. So if the idea is that it's now okay for the United States of America and all of its people to steal from each other and rob each other blind inside of this Ponzi scheme called the Federal Reserve Note, the idea of a fiat monetary system, if that's okay, then it has to roll over to a long-term decay or decline in the moral fabric of the people. Everybody that touches this crap gets infected by it. You know, it becomes a systemic problem. There is no honor among thieves.
Well, you know what? That's kind of a problem that I have with the alternative media, is the hammering of the message and the Fed. The Fed is not really the problem, and the monetary system would not be a problem if they had not internationalized our economy. If we had just, you know, kept our if you think of our economy and you think of it like a swimming pool, if we had just kept it like that, it wouldn't make any difference.
Okay, we'll pick that up. That's right up on the other side of this break, folks. Your calls are welcome. I'm on.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With Point branded slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Intel Strike Report.
And I just want to thank you for everything that you guys are doing to help people understand what's going on in this world.
You know what? You guys, thank you for what you do, and keep doing it.
Having returned once again, well, I would have to look at the internationalization of our economy has having begun at the moment that the colonists came to found with their charters to find found corporations here on the shores of the eastern seaboard of the country. From the moment that the colonists, if you will, stepped off of the Mayflower, got into the longboat, and stepped onto the rock there in Plymouth or wherever we're at, they were acting in international commerce from that point. So at what point do you see the internationalization, Vicki, of our economy?
Well, in 1913, for one, when they decided to cut the tariffs in half and impose an income tax on the American people. The income tax then was subsequently declared unconstitutional, which is why they passed the 16th Amendment. But let me finish explaining what I mean when I say that it wouldn't matter if they hadn't internationalized our economy. Gold is not the only commodity that has value. If you take a lumberjack, he cuts down trees, he sells the trees, you know, for these Federal Reserve notes. There is inherent value traded, you know, trees for these notes, and so the trees are then sold to a guy who makes furniture. His labor then adds value. It's always value added as it goes along. But once they opened up our economy, and they started flooding our markets with imported goods, putting people out of business. And Milton Friedman, you know, he is the guru, the god of the libertarian free market economists. He even said that free trade is, or a trade deficit, which is what free trade leads to. But a trade deficit is the same thing as a farmer selling acreage to show a profit. Okay, there's a limited amount of time that you can do that. You can't, I mean, you can't continue it on. But what they have done with our economy, the way that they did it, internationalizing it, they were selling the farm right out from under us. And yeah, now our currency is worth probably less than toilet paper. But it was all engineered. It was engineered. And all of these people who are supposed to be economists, if they don't know this, if they don't know what I said, then they're not really economists. They were trained to be useful idiots. But the really smart ones do know it. And they're the ones that want to end the Fed. Why do they want to end the Fed? So that they can, it's like the criminals that want to, you know, blow up the building on their way out of town. You know, get rid of the evidence. You know, destroy it. And
well,
then,
a lot of that evidence definitely was lost on September the 11th. There's no doubt about that. When they brought the World Trade Center's towers down, there was tons and tons and tons of material that turned into powder on that day. And the same goes with the evidence that may have been found in Building Number 7, certainly that as well. But as far as trading or exchanging, let's say, actual property like timber for a Federal Reserve fiat dollar, backed by absolutely nothing other than confidence schemes and promises to pay, that to me doesn't seem like a fair bargain. It seems to me like the lumberjack has gotten robbed, and then he's going to have to turn around and he's going to have to rob his employers, or he'll have to rob the woodworker that actually makes something out of it after the lumber has been milled. The mill's going to have to swindle the carpenter. The carpenter's going to have to swindle his customer, because all of this, no one is getting paid. There's no exchange of any substance for substance. It's just substance for form, and that doesn't work.
No, because the paper is just a medium of exchange, because the lumberjack can't trade, you know, with everybody for all the supplies that he needs. So you need a medium of exchange.
Agreed. And we had a very good medium of exchange here when we had gold and silver, but we don't have that same substance and form. We don't have lawful money. We're operating in legal tender, which is vastly different. So without belaboring that too much, I will bring to the audience's attention a book that's in circulation now. It was written by Ronald McDonald, of all people, not the guy with the funny nose, and Robert Rowan, an M.D., The book is titled They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency. And when I received the book, I thought at first, Vicki, that I'd gotten swindled, because it's got a tremendous amount of white space. It's only got a couple 221 pages in it. And the sentences are all written in kind of like this very dumbed-down English. But having read the book through now, and I'm going back and checking on some things, I have found a minor error in it. But having checked it out, I think that they did a good service for us, because they've written it in English, a language style that could be understood even by the most dumbed down of Americans. And by the time you finish the book, you'll start to see more of what kind of a fraud this is. Now, as far as ending the Federal Reserve banking system and ending the Fed, if it doesn't end with court trials and massive seizures of property that has been confiscated, if it doesn't wind up, if not in, in hangings for treason, certainly life sentences, then any end the Fed movement will be almost of none effect. But we definitely need to end that system and get off of it and get back to something where we're not loaning dollars. You see, the way that it, as they've stated it here, the way that it's set up is that the United States in 1933, when FDR declared bankruptcy of this country and the Federal Reserve banking system became the creditor of this country, then the United States principal became the debtor. And you can find that evidenced on the note, in that the Federal Reserve note is at the top of the note, just like a promissory note, and that the signatures and the name of the United States is below that. So we're the creditors to the Federal Reserve. We're the debtors to the Federal Reserve. They're the creditors. And then through the force of law, the United States, so to speak, quote unquote, the United States, the corporation, forces us and compels us to use this funny money currency inside of this system to perpetuate this fraud. But, of course, the ones that are making all the money in this, the ones that are getting rich off of this, is the Federal Reserve. And when we think about an international system, we need to understand that the Federal Reserve system is but one of an international cartel of international banks housed up over in Basel, Switzerland, the Bank for International Settlements and the World Bank. And every country, including China, India, Brazil, Russia, all of the countries on this planet are up to their eyeballs in this toxic waste that we call fiat currency. So it's a global problem.
Right. So, and I'm not saying that we weren't defrauded. We were. But what I'm saying is that the institution of the Federal Reserve, if we didn't have one, we would have to invent it, because you cannot have a modern economy without a central clearing facility and without a means of exchange.
True.
And there is not enough gold or silver. You name all the metals that you can. I mean, you could even have steel pennies. But there's not enough metal to run an economy like we have. And because of the internationalization, because they have sold our country out from under us, the thing that we must do is get out of those international agreements and reclaim our country and our economy for the American people, so that the American people can produce for themselves and benefit from that production. And if we can produce any excess, we can export that.
Okay.
For national income.
We've got a break right on top of us. We've got William from New York online. We'll bring William up right after the break. Stay with us, folks. Be back in three.
Victory will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50% to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again our call-in numbers, folks. Kind of an open lines, open minds Thursday is 866-841. Let your fingers do the walk and dial and come on in and join us on air as William from New York has done. Good morning, William.
Hi, good morning. Am I coming through?
Coming through loud and clear.
Good morning.
Great, thanks. Good morning, Vicki. I would just tuned in as the definition of money as a medium of exchange was put forward. And I always find that money needs to be defined in two ways. It's a medium of exchange, but it is also a store of value. And when we argue from simply one side of that coin, we're laying ourselves open to a great deal of danger. And the other reason many people who want a commodity-backed system argue for the store of value is simply because we ought to be able to put money away somewhere and have the purchasing power remain the same. And our monetary system, as it exists, doesn't do that. And it doesn't do that, A, because the paper can be multiplied exponentially at will, but also because it isn't backed by anything of value. It's backed by debt.
Very good. Very good point, William, and you're right on point. And this is, you know, just basically reinforces, Vicki, what I had in my mind when I made the comments that I did. This system is based in fraud and deception, and we need to correct that. Now, one of the things where I definitely agree with you, Vicki, and I understand your point as well, William, but one of the places where I really have a problem with the End the Fed movement is that I'm hearing End the Fed, but I'm not hearing the replacement set, and I am dreadfully concerned about the idea of yanking something up by its roots without having something to plant there in its place. But back to you, William.
Right. That's some of it right there. And money being, or paper being used as money or the representation of money has been useful. Our entire system of government or governance is based on a balance of powers. And one of the things that you can replace this with is a set of currencies that will compete to see which one comes forward as the best. But also, one of the things to do is repeal all laws that restrict you to one form of currency. So we have this paper money. The paper money is quite fine, except it can be inflated. What we should not have is a law saying that we can only use the paper. When we see the paper being inflated, we should be able to trade in whatever it represents. That way we can avoid the inflation.
Vicki, you know, go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Vicki.
Yeah. Grocery stores aren't really set up to give you the commodity price for silver. I really doubt that there would be any objection to it. It's just that they're not set up to do it. And as far as competing currencies, the real bottom line problem to this is that we've had a bunch of crooks running the system.
Exactly.
And it doesn't make any difference if you have 10 different currencies out there. If they're all crooks, then you're still in the same boat. You know, the problem is that you have to have an honest broker running the system.
Well, you definitely need to have honest weights and measures. There's no doubt about it. And the idea, William and Vicki both, of having a currency for as a medium of exchange, if you will, within the territorial bounds of the United States of America, when we have 50 sovereign states and still yet territories and protectorates, when we have that system set up, the idea of having Arkansas dollars and Missouri dollars and Idaho dollars and New York dollars all in circulation at the same time is the problem that was basically the thesis that then became the antithesis, which became the synthesis of the Federal Reserve banking system and the fiat dollar originally. So in all of that, we had gold certificates, we had silver certificates. I don't mind using a paper representation of my value someplace. But they have to have both, as these authors in the Own It All, including you, state, it has to have both form and substance. The Federal Reserve fiat dollar has form only. But if it had form and substance, if all of the Arkansas dollars were denominated such that they would be redeemable in gold or silver on demand, if all of the Missouri dollars had the same caveat, I would see competing currencies. And if it was Norquist, Grover Norquist, or any of the other groups, as long as they're dealing with the same default, the same fail-safe, I have no problem with that, but I really do have a problem with Federal Reserve notes that are backed nothing but the full faith and credit of a debtor nation like the United States has become. William, your thoughts?
Exactly. And just to simplify, here's, because I spewed a few too many words, here's what I really meant. Let's say you've got a commodity-backed currency and everybody's using paper, but then people figure out that the paper has been devalued or inflated, however you want to put it, then the people should have the option of just trading in gold or trading in silver because that price isn't changing. That's how I would like to see the system balanced in and of itself. And people should have their own weights and measures, too. I don't have a serious problem with that. The best way... Hey, the best balance against a corrupt government is a citizenry that can check up on the government.
Well, let me tell you, when I was a kid, my parents owned a trailer court, and we had a guy there that believed in his own weights and measures too. And one day the federales came and arrested him because he was making his own coins. His own currency, his own using his own weights and measures.
Well, Thomas Jefferson said that he said that our paper is as good as silver because we may have silver for it at the bank where it issues. This is not true. One, two, or three persons might have it, but a general application would soon exhaust their vaults and leave a ruinous proportion of their paper in its intrinsic worthless form. He also has lots of other kinds of quotes that give you an idea, but paper is the destruction of the system. Unless that paper is backed up by something, and again, can we monetize all of the world, the global debt, if you will, in gold and silver? Absolutely. But it's just going to be numbers on gold and silver that'll make some people trillionaires and some people wish they'd gotten in earlier. But it can be denominated that way. It's a matter of just simply saying, okay, this is the amount of currency in circulation, and we're going to back it with gold, so every ounce of gold is worth $1.5 trillion. Piece of cake.
Oh, no. Think about what you're saying. Think about how many people who don't have any gold, and all of a sudden you say all their money is worth nothing. They have nothing.
No, we're just backing it with it. In other words, if they have...
Yeah, but there's not enough gold. There's not enough gold in the world. That's what I was saying. Even if you take all the gold and all the silver, there's not enough money. Even if you... Whoops. Sorry.
At $35 an ounce, no, but at its equivalent value in the super hyperinflated dollar, there's plenty. And so, you know, one of the comments that you made, William, was astute in that it has to be something that is non-corruptible. We could back our currency with rice. We could back our currency with beans. We could back it with linen or cloth, as we do today, these Federal Reserve notes. But it has to be durable, and it has to have, really, gold is one of the only elements that actually embodies that because it's virtually indestructible.
Right, and that's what I was saying when I talked about a closed economy. When we had a closed economy, when people that produced things, farmers, lumberjacks, when they traded their commodity, whatever their commodity was, for those paper notes. The paper notes did have value because they were exchanged for a commodity of value.
But we never really have had a closed economy. That was my point with the colonies. We've been on an export-import basis since day one.
Well, but we had tariffs. We had high tariffs. So.
Yeah. And nonetheless, there is a check on reality. I grew up in a town and in a city, but in 20 minutes, I could be out in the country, and not just out in the country, but dodging horses and buggies right around the Amish.
Yes.
And, you know, I hear this idea batted around. We can't run this kind of economy with on just metals. You know, I would, when I worked for a lumber yard and drove truck, I would make deliveries to an Amish house from time to time. There were no wires going in, and I'd say to myself, well, what's the, you know, they might say, what kind of economy do you really want to run?
Okay, hold it right, hold it right there, we're at a break, we'll be right back.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Down to the last 10 minutes of today's podcast, folks. If you want to call in, call now, 866-841-1065, or hold your peace until tomorrow. Let's go back to William for your final ideas and thoughts. William, we've got Butch hanging on in South Carolina. Butch, you stay right there. We'll come to you next.
Well, I'll just summarize. Since you have the next caller, I'd like you to get to him. Basically, I called it because I thought the major, you were missing half the definition. Money is more than a medium of exchange. It's also a measure of value and a store of wealth. And finally, back in the 1770s and 1780s, there wasn't one person who had all the answers. There was a bunch of people getting into a convention, and they were all riled up and talking. So the more we get them riled up and the more they talk, the better. And with that, I'll go. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the great comments, William. I always enjoy getting your calls, and you're absolutely right. They were looking for a solution then. We're looking for a solution now. We need to have these open debates, and that's one of the things we don't get inside of the controlled media. Let's go to Butch in South Carolina. Good morning, Butch. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, all. I'm glad to find you there. And it was King Lyndon the Furtive who stole silver in the 60s. Now, there are speculation as to why he did that. I think the most logical one was that he was afraid of werewolves, so he had all the silver cash and the bullets and shipped to a farm in on the Peter Nolis. However,
well, that makes sense to me.
Well, yes, that's something he would do, you know. But he lied about it. He told the general public, "No, I'm not taking out the silver. I'm adding these copper-clad coins because there are so many coin-operated machines out there. We just don't have enough coins," which is essentially the argument that you were presenting, Vicki, from my point of view. And while I differ with you on that, I think there's plenty of gold and silver to do that, to go around. However, if you are correct in that, then maybe we should consider adding the other precious metals, lead and bronze.
I think it's time for an ample a load of lead in everybody's closet these days. You know, that, there's definitely that. But again, we had not only the coppers, but then we also had the hundreds. There was another. It was the mill coin, and there was another coin. It was an even a smaller denomination. And there's no problem making smaller and smaller denominations, you know, just because we think of it in the terms of an ounce of gold being too expensive. There's no reason why you can't have smaller denominations and other metals. But go ahead, Butch.
That's a good point. The mill, during the Second World War, they were made of zinc and then later of red and green plastic.
Yes,
I remember seeing those.
And there's
a plastic coin doesn't really have a lot of stored value.
No, it doesn't. But the idea the idea of the coin operated machines and things like that, you know, when they went to these clad coins, they're basically just slugs. And many people, including G. Edward Griffin and others, have made that mention in the past. They're just slugs. We're using these little slugs to operate coins. But you could buy a bag of slugs if they were plastic or otherwise. Metal is better because it has enough weight to activate the machine. But you could buy a bag of slugs if that was the real issue, so that you'd have some so that you could get your soda or whatever it is, the laundromat or wherever you needed them.
Well, see, that's what I mean. Everything comes back to integrity, honesty and integrity. You've got to have honesty and integrity in the system. And if you do, then the medium of exchange doesn't really matter because they will maintain the value, even if it is a Federal Reserve note, they will maintain the value and not inflate it. But the problem is that we've had a bunch of crooks running our Federal Reserve and banking system.
Well, in the Declaration of Independence, you know, I open the broadcast, Butch and Vicki, with this every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become Vocal Local. I draw that out to most to the listeners' attention because few have ever bothered to look at the pursuit of happiness. We understand life. We understand liberty, we think. But the pursuit of happiness goes back to Francis Hutcheson and the early Scottish philosophers. Where in his treatise on that, he was looking at virtue, at beauty, at benevolence, integrity, honesty, morality, and all of those things. And so governments are instituted amongst men to secure the blessings of the pursuit of happiness. But what we have today, we have a government that is preying on us and is denying us all of life, liberty, and that beautiful, wonderful moral life that we thought we were living, this pursuit of happiness. Final thoughts, Butch?
Only this. My grandfather jingled gold in his pockets. My father jingled silver, and I've got the clunk and rustle of phony paper.
And have you dropped a nickel on the table lately? I don't know what they're making them out of, but I think it's partially aluminum.
Yeah, that
I'll do that right away. I'll grab one and drop it, Vicki.
Yeah, I do.
I am aware that the penny is now being made of zinc and is kind of copper colored.
Well, that's just like the Susan B. Anthony coin. You know, you go in there and they've got these Susan B. Anthonys laying up at the bank in Iraq, you know, and they look like gold coins, but they're not. Copper clad color coins, colorization, all of that, you know, we know how to do that with aluminum. We can do that with just about anything. But they're slugs. And if we're going to deal in slugs, we ought to at least have the honesty and the integrity to say they're slugs. But the disingenuous material comes out of the Organization for Economic and Cooperation and Development. As we started the broadcast, this disingenuous dialogue is going to come to a close as we have more and more people getting online, working inside the independent media, on shortwave, on low-power AM and FMs. We have the ability to turn the dialogue. We have the ability to shape the discussion in the future if we'll bit try. And that's why I like to say become Vocal Local. Last idea, Butch?
Only this. You guys are doing a great job, and I look forward each time you're on the air to hearing you. So hang in there.
Well, thank you very much for calling in, Butch. I appreciate the kind words and also your comments because they're always so astute. We definitely need to listen to people who have enough experience under their belt to be able to look into the past, see what we're actually dealing with, and then be able to create a better idea in the minds of the young when they can't remember where we've been. But Vicki, we're down to about 2 minutes in today's broadcast. I'll just hand it to you. Maybe you could wrap it up for us and summarize what we've talked about.
Okay. Yeah, I do have one final thought. And the thought is that, you know, as we are looking at trying to figure out solutions for the problems of our banking system, our government, and everything else, one thing we have to be careful of doing is looking at our own life and applying that across the board. You can't take a solution that is workable for yourself and apply that across to everybody else.
You have
to figure out, if you're going to work on these big problems, big solutions, you have to solve the problem for everybody.
Yeah, I like to think of that as individual solutions for global problems. They fail, and they fail miserably. The idea of well, I'm going to turn in my Social Security number. I'm going to rescind my driver license. I'm going to drive without a license plate and all this stuff. These are individual solutions for global problems. Folks, I don't want to spend the rest of my days on this planet out in the garage under a camouflage tarp with a big stack of stored food and a semi-automatic rifle. I think what we really need to do are solve these problems, really get down to the root of it. And again, like you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Vicki, it depends on being a good physician. We need to correctly diagnose the disease, quit allowing ourselves to be sidetracked by all of the various symptoms and victims, which I say have been raised up to the level of super social sciences as symptomology and victimology. We need to focus on the disease, eradicate the disease, get our lives back, put our house in order, and move on down the road. Vicki, thanks for joining us this morning. I know it was hectic this morning. You're having computer problems, system error, crash, and everything. I appreciate your coming and taking the time this morning. I look forward to next Tuesday with you. Audience, I'll be back again tomorrow. We'll go into some more booklarn in the old-fashioned way one more time. And so here we go. We should be coming up on the break any second now. And when we do...
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time.
Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.